Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Well, speaking of traveling the world, Natalie Mullinex not with us today. My name is Randy Zachary. I host every other week or so with her, and of course been with Natalie for really the last 7 years or so that we've done the show, and so I'm filling in today as she is flying. I know, feel sorry for her. She's flying to Hawaii today and going to be over there working, of course, Realty Universal and RealtyUniversal.com, the website. Realty Universal, just what the name says, very, very plainly, that literally worldwide. And she's got an office in Hawaii, and she's traveling today. So I am running the ship, and pretty excited. I've been looking at the website of our guests today, the Green Sahara Project. Is World Alliance for Planetary Health, and we're gonna talk about a wide variety of things today. I am a radio guy, 45 years in radio, so I know I'm not a scientist. So here at the outset, if I ask any questions that seem silly, that's because I'm not a scientist. But we're looking at just a group of folks from all over the world. In fact, right now our switchboard here is lit up. We've got several people on the line who are going to check in from all over the world. And YS is with us, international director, PhD in microbiology, Ali Kajavati. Hopefully that's correct or close. And man, there are people in Turkey, Bosnia, India. Festus Chichur has a master's in agriculture and director in Kenya, heading up sales there. And join us. These are folks from all around the world as we talk about how to save the earth and creations that we need to go viral. Vital Grow is soil recovery to increase soil's ability to grow plants, get this, without harming waterways by the leaching effects. So we're going to kind of break some of that down, but this methodology will replace artificial NPK-type fertilizers, which do harm to soils with salts accumulation and leaching nitrates to waterways and oceans. So Vital Grow is an organic 100% symbiotic conditioning for soils. And James Fuller and partners are saving our earth. James is unfortunately not able to be with us today, a family emergency, but I believe YS is on the line. Hello.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm calling in from Ottawa, Canada.
Ottawa, Canada, very, very good. Well, let's check in real quick and see who else is on the line. There's another call. Hi, is there somebody else there?
Yes, hi, I am Ali Kalvati. Nice to meet you, and thank you very much for having me in your radio show.
Hi, Ali. Now, where are you calling from?
I'm just coming from East Europe. Actually, I'm a Canadian citizen, but I work in several parts of the world, especially in the Europe. Now I'm in East Europe, working with some mine tailing. So in the coming a few minutes, I will talk about this with you, and I'm sharing my experience.
Awesome. Well, YS, why don't you kind of give us an overview of what you guys are up to, why you're doing what you're doing, and just to kind of bring people up to speed who might not be familiar with what you guys are doing. Kind of give us an overview.
Okay. Well, basically, we heard a lot about global warming, and there's whole and also the weather is changing. It is very forest fires, floods everywhere.
Yeah.
So definitely we did something to Mother Earth, and now Mother Earth is not feeling good. So we have to do something about it. However, most people's solutions are only patchwork. They, for example, with the immigration, with the migrations, some of them are politics, but all these are interrelated because, what we are trying to do is at least trying to nurse Mother Nature and to make our environment better. Maybe get off the bandwagon with fossil fuel. So in order to do that, we also need to use our knowledge and technology to help. So our system and solution is to bypass some of the bureaucrats and government and go directly to the people. We empower people and with knowledge so that they can help themselves. It's the same same philosophy of if you teach a man to fish, then the man can feed his family for the rest of his life. Unfortunately, our current society uses what you call open loop business model. That is why we have all these plastic that use it for packaging and a whole bunch of other stuff that you use only once and then you throw it away. And this is why you have more plastic in the ocean than fish. So we also practice this closed loop model. So we encourage, reduce, recycle, and with plastic and with many different things. So we want to support locally, support the local farmers, grow local food. However, in order to do that, we need to have knowledge. We need to have the tools so that the farmers can grow a good crops. However, the conventional NPK, commercial fertilizer, which stands for nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, those fertilizer, and also the way that we use in agriculture, usually monoculture. In other words, it's the field to field, all the same material. So as a result, there is no diversity. So it creates a lot of additional problems. These are all man-made. So what we are doing right now, together with Ali, we have this process which we can take advantage of cold tailings, which usually is byproducts from coal. We use that incorporated with a number of other ingredients. It's a process that we have tested in Bosnia, in Africa, in a number of other regions in Canada that has been proven to a number of test sites that is a lot friendlier to Mother Earth and also is a lot more economical. And we know how to use this, and we fully intend to replicate this knowledge, this process all over the world, so that we can generate and develop this organic fertilizer to help Mother Earth. So when the farmer doesn't have to ship their produce halfway around the world, you save on the carbon footprint. You get better food, better quality food. It's a win-win-win for everyone, including the coal mine owners, who before that the tailings are a byproduct. It's a toxic waste. They do not know what to do with it. Now we can help them to literally convert them into something that they can turn into food that we can use. And because we can locally employ people to work, they do not need to migrate to, you know, Europe or anywhere else. And this is the whole idea of Green Sahara comes in. So our model is a closed loop system. So, you know, with the beauty of the closed loop system is that it also come with built-in feedback system. If like an electric circuit, if you have a break somewhere, the light will not turn on. But when everything is well connected, you turn the light comes on. And this is what our core principle is all about. And, you know, and however, we do need help because we can only work so much. And later on, I will let Ali to explain to you how the fertilizer works. I'm just giving you the overall picture, and then I can give you more details later if people are interested. So get your pen and paper ready. We have a website that we can share with you.
Yeah. Yeah, the website is greensaharaproject.org, and I'm talking to YS right now as we kind of break down this. And Ali is with us, and we'll talk to him in a moment about the need for the need for funding. So as I understand it, then you guys have discovered, somebody has, and I'll ask you maybe how that came about, but you've discovered this new this Vital Grow, this new recovery, soil recovery process that literally taking what used to be waste, I'm just trying to understand what I heard you say,
yes,
taking what used to be waste and now actually trying to take it to the world market, if you will, and help farmers to help soil recover and to help obviously fight global warming. Who discovered this? How did that come about, the discovery of this new technology?
Okay, I'm just coming to this point, yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Is that Ali?
Yes, I'm here.
I can do a quick, and then Ali can fill in the details. We come a long way because a lot of these are ancient wisdom, but it's one step at a time. This is how we got to this stage. But Ali will definitely give you a better and more details explanation. Go ahead, Ali.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Ali.
Thank you very much. Please. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Ali.
Yes, okay. I am here. So, well, again, thank you very much for having this opportunity to share our experience with you. So, I have been working in agriculture sector as an agriculture engineer for about 20, 25 years later. I became an academic member and researcher in Canadian, some Canadian universities. So when I came to the idea that the project that we had was about the phytoremediation of mine tailing, it means that to clean up as a green cleanup technology to remove pollution from mine tailing, especially heavy metal mine tailing in Canada, we came to the idea that yes, this mine tailing is kind of food, sort of food for plants. If you could really modify it and bring it, break it down. It means that you have a big piece of cake, but you need knife and a fork to make it small pieces to eat it. It means that the same thing that we do it. The mind tuning is the big food amount of food for plants, but we need to modify it and also detoxify it by some process that I already discovered the time that I work in some project. Well, I came to the idea that yes, this especially the coal mine is has a huge amount of carbon, which the plants need for their growth and also produce fruit. But the carbon from the total carbon from the coal mine is toxic if you give it directly to the plant because of the acidity and also unavailable for plant. So I came to the idea that what can I do with the carbon, huge amount of carbon. So I came and I work with some microorganism, soil microorganism, which is already in, you can find it in everywhere in the world. It's not genetic modified. It's not really bring it from other part of the sky or something like that. It's just from the earth, Mother Earth. This there is some microorganism which are responsible to break down of this kind of carbon and detoxify it for plants. So I work with this microorganism. I discovered from some individual microorganism from each country. Imaging led like that. I came to Canada. I discovered this kind of microorganism and worked with this microorganism. Use this microorganism for carbon. Sorry, coal mine tailing. I went, for example, to Europe for a postdoc position. So, and also discovered some kind of the same microorganism, but in Europe, biodiversity wise in Europe. So each continent has individual microorganism which can or is able to break down this kind of carbon, which we get it from coal mine. So coal mine is the resource for us. So instead to burn it up and use this for electricity and also something to increase the carbon dioxide to the atmosphere, you can get it and bring and convert it to the fertilizer and give it to the plants. And a special thing I just wanted to add is the NPK, which YS also mentioned it as a nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, has been added into the earth, to the soil, for about 100 years. At least after industrial revolution, so this NPK, this kind of synthetic and also chemical NPK, every year millions of tons put it in the soil, and the whole soil of the world is saturated by this NPK. So we don't need NPK anymore in the soil. So the special part of this our fertilizer is that this kind of microorganism can absorb NPK, which already exists in the plant in the soil, and make it available for plants. So we have two phases. One, converted to carbon, converting the carbon, unavailable carbon, on huge amount of carbon in mine tailing, coal mine tailing, to the fertilizer. On the other hand, when you add this soil fertilizer to the soil, already the microorganisms start to absorb and convert to unavailable NPK from the soil to the plant. So we have two benefits feature for plant if we use this fertilizer for agriculture in future, hopefully.
Wow, man. So that is really, really amazing. I love the process that I hear you talk about, how, you know, started as a college, a project at a university, you know, maybe a study, and then from there you guys discovered that this could really be something. And so at this point, you guys are calling in from various places in the world. So Are you working with universities essentially at this point, or are you you kind of have your own company now?
Well, Randy, let me fill you in with that. We are working with quite a few locations, coal mine owners in different parts of the world. We have members right now. We are all volunteers. We care about our environment, and that is the reason why we are spread all over the world. I actually have been doing this for the last few years. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm off to Asia on a 4 weeks trip. I have made arrangement with to meet up with people in these different part of the world, basically to talk about all replicating the process worldwide, but they need to talk face to face. So these are already in place. So we are in the process of doing this.
Wow.
But like anything else, I can only give so much. I have been fortunate that I've been in the international industry for a long time, but the last 10 years has been focusing primarily in the green technology. I started in the aerospace industry. So if you have done the aerospace, which is most political, most most technical, and if you make it there, you can make it everywhere. So the green technology comes in very, it just happened. So I happen to know a lot of different scientists, and not only just scientists like Ali, but I also have to understand many different people, investors. We takes all kinds. So our organization is a virtual co-op. Basically, we cooperate. We bring in all the pieces of knowledge we have. And the key is to really, because what I have is knowledge. I want to share the knowledge that I have, the experience, the information. All these things. We empower.
Yeah.
Young, especially the younger people. I work with some very bright young people in Africa, in different parts of Europe, in all kind of Asia and Latin America, everywhere. And also we work with some of the First Nations elders. Because a lot of these wisdom come from these elders. This is not just my information. It actually belongs to everybody. And this is why one of the reasons why we have been talking to many people, but it is still very political. Even in North America, 40% of the people don't believe in the science. They still believe, climate change, climate crisis is a man-made hoax. It is an uphill battle. And this is why, we need to work with people that are open-minded, that are passionate about what they do. And as long as they are willing to listen, I am willing to go and talk to them one at a time if need to, get them on board, and then one step at a time, we will get to eventually where we want to. But the thing is that I don't think Mother Nature has so much time left, so they sort of have a urgency in to get to make people wake up and do something about it. We are willing to open discussion, dialogue, and cooperate with whoever are willing to work with us, because because most companies are because of corporate greed and their ego, especially when it comes to politicians, and I really like to bypass all the bickering and the infightings and the political bullshit, even though bullshit is a very good ingredient in part of our process because they are organic. So as far as I'm concerned, there is no right or wrong because everything is all relative and everything is all about your perspective. So I would like to let everyone know that keep an open mind and listen, you know, to your heart.
Yeah.
At least this way, our younger generation have a chance, have a fighting chance. Otherwise, there is no fighting chance because the forest fire, tornado, floods, and all those are so destructive. It destroys everything.
Yeah.
And that is more than insurance, more than the oil company can make. So, you know, you can't take the money with you. Just like, you know, in the movie, you know, Titanic, when the ship is sinking, you know, this multimillionaire want to give the person in charge, here is $1 million. I'll give it to you. You just have to put me on a lifeboat. Well, the thing is that, you know, if you give me so much money, if I get wet, I'm going to get dragged down. So no thanks. So you can't take it with you. You have to, you know, this is what we, you know, this is another reason why I have friends that reach out to me willing to offer the technology that they have. They have all kinds of invention. They are good for the environment. The coal tailings to fertilizer is only one of the product that we have, and I believe that has the best chance of success if we can bring it to the marketplace and replicate that process as soon as possible. But we also have water technology, all kind of polymers, all kind of, you name it, I have them because I have been involved with this for quite a few years. And, and education is the key. Empowerment, knowledge is power, but we have to apply it to the right people. And and not the politicians, so that they keep power to themselves and they're too selfish. We need to give the young people and the opportunity. So, yeah,
that's
my
sitting. I was just going to say, mentioned forest fires. I'm sitting in Chico, California, Northern California, in the little town of Paradise that was in the news there for a while. Literally wiped out by a forest fire here about 4 months ago.
Yes.
And, literally, and to this, because of the damage done, like the water supply and the damage to the water tanks, you know, underground for the city, they're not able to really do anything until they fix the water issue. And they can't do that.
Yeah.
It's going to take a couple of years for them to go through the water supply tanks and fix all that. But the point is, it's fascinating to me that this town just disappeared in the matter of 4 hours. It was burned to the ground.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
And I'm looking at, it's like an apocalypse. When you drive through there, it looks like, you know, it looks like after some sort of a nuclear war or something. And that's, we're going to see more and more of that, aren't we?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And this, you know, if we can prevent something like that happening, you know, now the thing is that forest fire and all those are all natural occurrence. But the only thing is that because of the carbon content in the atmosphere, and the weather is warming up, the temperature is highest every year. You know, it's just ridiculous, and species are being extinct because they are changing. Everything is changing. The ocean temperature is increasing, so we have to do something to stop this. You know, before that, if we do not do something now, all this oil, it's not going to help us. You know, so we have to do it now.
Yeah, I just want to give you some information about this wildfire. Now we are working on a part of this eastern part of the Europe to for avoiding the wildfire here in the eastern part of the Europe, which is now currently dry and the heat is very high and average of higher than average. So we are working with some microorganisms which increase the rhizosphere, I mean the root plant roots water content. So we got a good, very good results. Hopefully we will publish it in future, in the coming months in some international journals. So these microorganisms can help plants to keep the water around the rhizosphere, around the root, and decrease the temperature. So it's a very, very interesting result to avoid the wild fire, which start from the roots. You know, the, in most of the part of the world, especially in North America, the spruce and pine plants, pine trees has a problem and get more faster fire because when they dry, the root getting dry, the root get start igniting and firing on the root. So so when you have a lower temperature in your root, so in the plant's root or the tree's root, so the fire will be avoided, and then the plant can reach to the next raining or precipitation season. So we are working on this, and so hopefully in the coming months we will publish it, and for avoiding the wildfire, we are proposing this kind of method. Hopefully in future we won't get more and more about this, but we're predicting that in future we will get more wildfires around the world, especially in North America because of the dry season, long dry season. So this is kind of thing that they're working on.
Another thing, Randy, I can shed some light to what Ali have just said, is that we are all familiar with a probiotic that we take so that our stomach, we can help digestions. And lately, there's a lot of articles about how the microbes in our body help us, even how to think, how we feel. You can feel depressed if you eat the wrong things, you know, many different things have to do with microbes.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we are doing research right now, into soil. The soil is a living organism, just like our human body. The tailing is just one part of it. We also need different type of fungi like mushrooms, as well as bacteria. Just like the probiotics. And the thing is that they are all different in regions. All regions have different microbes as well, just like people. What drugs you take may not affect me the same way. This is why, the microbes in our body play such an important role. This is exactly the same thing with the soil as well. So we need additional research to find out locally. So when we do replicate the process locally, we want to make sure that we optimize for the best result in that region that is most suitable. So that it will be a win-win-win for everybody that participate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love that. Win, win, win. So this, all of this research, is not cheap, right? Not inexpensive. And you guys are
in the middle of doing some fundraising,
right?
Oh, yes. Right now, actually 2 days ago, we Green Sahara is how it all gets started. I have started a virtual cooperation called a VCO back in Canada. So
you know, we are all related. So two days ago, we just started our fundraising campaign through GoFundMe. So, our website have interconnected about the fertilizer, about our success story. We can use all the help we can get. If you can contribute and provide raw material, we welcome. If you have knowledge you want to share, we welcome. If you have fund you want to, you want to contribute money, we welcome that too. We welcome all the help we can get, because the sooner we get this thing going, it will be a benefit for mankind. And when we do have a better world, at least this way, our younger generation have an opportunity to a fighting chance. Otherwise, you know, Earth is going to be around, but not human beings, because you know the latest study from 60% of the insect are going to disappear as well. When the insect disappear, I don't think human will be around much longer.
How do people get in contact with you guys? What's the best way?
Well, through the website is the best. The GreenSaharaProject.org is okay. Green Sahara Project is three words connected together. .org. That one, is the main one, and then the virtual cooperation is also linked to the Green Sahara Project. So we are all connected. So one website is all you need. Once you get into that, you can see the details about our coal tailings to fertilizer. We also have white papers about the benefits, and we have contact details on the website as well. So, you know, you're welcome to write in, ask questions. If you want to participate and become a member, we welcome it. Right now, we are not charging any membership, not yet, but eventually we may have to. So now is the time to get in. Let's help each other. To build a better future.
Yeah, I love that. I love the collaborative nature of what you guys are doing. And something that just stuck in my head from something you said early on today, I just wanted to circle back and ask you, because it speaks volumes in terms of what we're doing to this planet. But was I correct in hearing you say there's more plastic in the ocean than fish?
Correct. Because plastic
Wow.
are non-biodegradable. And this is why, you know, this is a couple of days ago, the Prime Minister of Canada wants to ban all one-time use plastic by the year 2021. Because, plastic takes years. They are oil-based and they are not biodegradable. There are all kinds of alternatives. For example, drinking straw can be made up of other material than plastics. So we need to get off this fossil fuel oil-based economic and get into something greener. So we need to recycle, reduce. And reuse as much plastic as possible. There are all kinds of cottage industry. They haven't gone mainstream yet. Again, we have access to the technology. I have been in contact with many of these inventors. And a lot of these inventors, because they themselves are getting old, a lot of them do not have the younger generation or direct descendants. So they have contacted my group, saying that, you know, if we can help, they are willing to donate the technology to us so that we can use it for embetterment of humankind. And we can give them a foundation, we can give them a name so that, you know, their contribution is never forgotten. And we can give this gift to the rest of the world. So it's a win-win-win situation. Everything that our team try to do is it has to be at least three ways win, just like the logo on a recycle symbol, you know, the three triangle, you know, it go back. It's a circular economics, okay? Not trickle down, but circular, because you know, it is something that is sustainable and it is achievable. And the only thing is that we need to have the will and the financial commitment. I know a lot of people, especially younger people, are so passionate about making this thing happen. I think we own them that much. I want to give them this opportunity so that we have something to look forward to.
Wow. Green Sahara Project. I'm looking at the website right now, greensaharaproject.org, and they have all kinds of pictures of projects literally around the world, just the coal ash and coal waste facility and those kinds of things. It's just fascinating, and there is so much here to look at, and you're right. I mean, it's one of those things where if we're not paying attention to this, and I know it does get political, especially here in America, you know, in terms of it's one of those kind of, I don't know, those topics that, you know, when it's raised, it gets polarized right away, sadly. And yet, you know, the science is there, and it's hard to argue with the science, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, when there's a forest fire, a flood or whatever, the fire or the floods do not ask for political affiliation. They do not find out whether you are gay or lesbian or male or female. They don't care whether it's white, brown, yellow, blue, whatever. You know, it affects everybody. Okay, so there is no gender bias, no age, no discrimination. It burns, everything burns. So, you know, we have to stop sticking our head in the sand and as if this thing will just simply go away. As long as it happened to somebody else and not me, well, gee. Dodge the bullet.
Yeah.
But sooner or later, we are all in the same boat.
Yeah, before it's getting late, we really should act. I don't want to later in 10 years later, someone came and said, "Okay, Ali, we wish to hear you or listen you to work on your project. Now half of forest in our country is over, or the CO2 concentration in the atmosphere getting double. Hopefully, I really hope." They're helping each other and contribution and act in this way, getting faster and the people getting really getting this hard circumstance really serious.
And on the Green Sahara Project .org website, you see there's also a link to a virtual cooperation. So that is so that is where the technology located. It is a cooperation, because I can't do this on my own. I need all the help we can get, and together it's a zero sum game. You know, there is no it's a team effort. I can't take all the credit. You know, it has to go to everybody. And when we win, we win. When you know we lose, we all lose at the same time.
Yeah.
Wow. There's so much on this website that you know, I'd love to ask you guys about, but I know we don't, we're kind of running out of time here.
Well, we can always schedule another one. We can always schedule another show. We can always schedule another show.
Yeah, definitely. The sea level rise viewer is fascinating. I'm looking at this coast here, this coastline. It looks like of Atlantic coast of America, and it's showing.
Oh yeah.
The sea level rising. I mean, it's right there.
That is,
you can't argue.
That is global warming, and the polar ice caps are melting at record level. All these glaciers are disappearing. That is why the sea level is going up, and also the temperature is warming up because of the high carbon content in the atmosphere.
Wow.
Atmosphere, and also atmosphere are already saturated by carbon dioxide. And when the carbon dioxide, oceans is saturated by carbon dioxide, the sea temperature getting increased, and also it causes sea levels. So I already teaching carbon climate change and global warming, and I tell to my students, and in the last 20 years, the sea levels of around the world increased by about 200 millimeters. So and if imagine if it comes to the 1 meter, many towns like New York, London, and Dhaka in many countries will be flooded by water. Hopefully not, but it's really the prediction.
Well, hey, Ali, did you say you're calling in from Eastern Europe?
Eastern Europe, yeah.
So Bosnia?
Yes.
I think I see a picture of you on the website.
in Bosnia. So after civil war in Bosnia, the Bosnia was completely bombed, and it was polluted. The soil of the Bosnia was completely polluted by explosion bombs and TNT and stuff like that. And the farmers were not able to do anything. So we were there for 4 years and used this kind of microorganism to detoxify the soil. So after 4 years, as you see in the pictures, we could give the optimal level of the soil to the farmers. So it was a real disaster after war, civil war. So we could imagine no one could plant anything over there. So we work in the Bosnia. Still, we are working in Bosnia and also in Hungary. We are working for forest fire. Because in this part of the Hungary, the dry is currently the dry, and high temperature is very extreme and is above the average of the 100 years. So we are working in some forest, and this microorganism so some people would ask me, so Ali, in the actual forest, what you could do for forest. So we use the microorganisms and by plane and by airplane, and then we spread it in the microorganisms to the whole forest. So the forest plants would get this microorganism in the coming months and get symbiosis and get ready for dry in the coming years. This is one of the method that we are working in this part of the world.
Wow. We are just about out of time, but YS and Ali from the Green Sahara Project. Again, the website, greensaharaproject.org, and they're literally today kind of laying down the invitation, whether you're financially wanting to get involved, whether you want to just jump on board in terms of maybe helping in another way. The email is support@greensaharaproject.org. Email again, support@greensaharaproject.org is the way to contact them. And guys, thank you so much. And we're going to have to definitely have you back because I have so many more questions.
Thank you.
But we don't have any more time. So good luck with
Thank
you
very much
doing,
for
and,
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Take
bye.
Care.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.